1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 34. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats of the bread and drinks of the cup, without recognizing the body of the Lord, eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined, so that we will not be condemned with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for each other. If anyone is hungry, he should eat at home, so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. And when I come, I will give further directions." So this is the classic passage that we read when we meet together for the Lord's Supper, to remember the death of the Lord and his body that was broken and the precious blood that was shed. And Paul speaks about it here in a very loving way. And he makes it clear to us that what we are doing, we are remembering what he did for us personally. We remember that his body, so broken, so bruised, with every kind of wound imaginable on it, he went through that for our sake, and the precious blood that was shed to pay the price for our rottenness and our sinful nature and our sinful deeds and ways was spilt so that we could be saved, so that we would never have to suffer for our sins. And when we meet together as Christians, we should remember this glorious moment, the very centre of all of humanity's experience, the very centre of history, the very centre of time and eternity, when the Lord God of heaven above laid down his life for his sinful creatures. And when we eat the bread and drink the cup, we remember what he did. But we must eat and drink in the right kind of way, not in a foolish way, not in a thoughtless way, not in an unreverent way, in a rushed way, but we are to think about our sins. We are to confess our sins anew and to remember what he did. We must examine ourselves before we eat and drink, and we must remember what it stands for, and that it is extremely serious to eat and drink and think of the Lord in a foolish way, because the apostle says we eat and drink judgment on ourselves. And he says quite clearly that the reason why there are Christians in the fellowship who have become weak in various ways and have become sick in various ways, and there are even some who have been taken out of the way because they did not judge themselves, and they did not face up to their sins and went through this process of remembering in a foolish way. If we would judge ourselves, then we wouldn't need to come under judgment of Christ. If we would think about what we're doing and examine what we're doing and our motives every day, then we wouldn't need to be judged. But the Lord does judge us and disciplines us, so that we won't be condemned with the world. He loves us and he will keep us right to the end. So he says, when everyone comes together to remember the Lord and eat and drink together, people are to wait for each other, not rush off and eat greedily. This is a solemn feast, and if we're hungry and thirsty, we should do that at home. And then when we meet together, we can remember the Lord, and we will not be judged.